The Last Mustang by Laura Crockett. Volume 1, An Old Car and a Young Prophet. Prologue. Michael the Archangel drifted down through the misty clouds that hovered over the Elder's ancient, moss-clinging, vine-invaded tower. When his feet hit the roof, he knocked over an old urn that had been left leaning against the lookout wall ages back. Michael picked it up to return it to its lean. He brushed the dust off his hands before opening the old wooden door that led to the stairs. Once inside, he took the stairs at a jog. Moments later, he faced the Elder, who, seated on his grand chair, didn't notice Michael right away. The Elder was reading the proposal Michael had submitted to him. How long ago? Never mind. Michael had no choice but to wait quietly. He sat on the bottom step of the podium.
You have your work cut out for you? Yes?
The Elder's old face crinkled into a smile. His voice held patience. Michael also sensed skepticism.
You know those humans well better than many. Humans can't tempt the saints, but the devils? Now there are the beings that will do whatever a human will ask of him or her.
Do they need devils? The Elder chuckled.
Do they need us?
Isn't that the point? The Elder nodded his head.
Tell me, Michael, if I am the lover of men, what does that make you?
Michael scoffed.
I think the word you want is addicted. I am addicted to them. Perhaps so.
The Elder took a deep, sharp breath.
All right. Carry on with your project.
He took a short pause.
You do have help, don't you?
Yes, someone else who has a fondness for humanity.
Only two of you?
Michael gave a short nod.
Who is it?
Neagoni.
Ah.
The Elder shifted his weight.
And does he feel the same way about humanity? I mean, well, Neagoni is essentially human himself.
The Elder looked for words.
What I mean is this. Does he like them? Does he appreciate things as you do?
Yes, we have a list, sort of. But he's never been, you see, there.
Seen the movies, and I've given him visions to contemplate.
Before we begin our work, we'll tour. We'll see Paris and Rome, of course, and visit what's left of old Athens. Michael stopped for a thought. I haven't been there in many a century, ever since the event with Socrates.
That's the sort of thing I'm wondering about.
Of course, Neagoni will get used to it.
Do you want him used to it?
Michael took a breath. Humans evolve slowly. The Elder shifted in his chair again.
Well, those cities have some of the most intense ideas put into concrete.
True. He will see it, the usual, the temples, cathedrals, the skyscrapers. We'll listen to their music. We admire their abilities with medicines.
You mean the way they are able to put people back together after they attempt to slaughter them in their wars?
Come, they are eradicating their diseases.
And some are not happy with that.
They at least try.
Let's not get into it. Go on with your list. Let's talk music.
We love the music of Vivaldi and Beethoven and the operas of Wagner. We're also fond of the Beatles and music from the movies, John Williams and more. Neagoni likes Mark Isham.
What about,
Michael waited for the Elder to finish. It took a while because the Elder was visioning.
What about their automobiles?
They're quite creative in moving themselves around, on the ground. They did look up, Michael pointed with his finger, not only to wonder what's up there, but to think about going. He raised his finger to represent a rocket ship. They were doing so well getting themselves out to the first part of their space and their galaxy.
Yes, yes, but tell me what car you love the most.
Oh, nothing as grand as the old Duesenberg. Neogoni loves that one. The elder leaned forward, looked around the room, and then leaned further out toward Michael. He whispered,
I'm rather fond of that one small one that has the name of that wild horse. What's that one?
Mustang?
That's it! Yes, if you're bent on saving their civilization, then you must save the Mustang.
It's an American idea, that car.
Those naughty Americans. If it's anyone that needs punishing, it's them.
The elder leaned back in his grand chair again.
But that car, oh, I can forgive them much for that metal beast. Have you ever had a ride in one?
No, I haven't.
What?
The elder leaned towards Michael, engaged his eye.
You listen to me. For my sake, you get a ride in one. Shall I make that request official?
The elder clapped his hands loudly.
We need a scribe.
From an outer room, a tall, thin female came out. When she approached, she took out a small sheaf of papers and a stylus. She sat on the second step of the podium that held the grand chair. From a pocket, she took out a bottle of ink. She was ready.
At this hour, the elder makes this demand, that Michael, seated here before me, who is to travel again to Earth to again save the human race from their idiocy, is to take a ride in the automobile made by those wicked Americans who tempt the very devil with their inventions. He is to ride in a Mustang. He must procure this ride in any way he can. Sweet talk, promises. You're sounding very human.
The elder chuckled.
To continue, one ride is all I ask. When Michael returns, he will tell me everything about every sensation, what all of his senses felt.
The scribe looked up to the elder. He nodded. She finished the document. She held it up for the elder to peruse it. He gave another nod. The scribe handed the paper to Michael.
Sign, the scribe said.
Michael pressed his pinky finger across the page. He handed it back to the elder.
Now go, the elder said with love in his voice. Save your favorite civilization and my favorite car.